Welcome back. It's another exciting Business Trends for Success with your co-hosts, Scott Patton and Shane James. Hi, Shane. How are you doing today?
I'm doing awesome today, Scott.
Excellent. Excellent. We're going to be talking some more about affirmations today. Is that not right?
Yes. Are we first going to give our trend?
Let's give our trend first.
All right. The trend today is called Dream Dinners.
Dream Dinners.
Yes, and you can go to www.dreamdinners.com.
Now, so is this what you do in your sleep?
Dream dinners, yeah. There's a new invention. Come up with that one, Scott.
That'd be great for weight loss, right?
That's right.
Eat these gourmet meals in your sleep, no calories.
Yeah. Dream Dinners is an innovative concept in meal preparation that eliminates menu planning, shopping, prep work, and cleanup by moving the meal assembly process out of the people's kitchens and into specially equipped stores. Dream Dinner guests preview a monthly menu online and select their dinners from a menu featuring entrees. Then they register to attend a meal assembly session at the nearest location and pay online. When it's time for their session, guests bring boxes or coolers with them to prepare the meals at Dream Dinners. At the store, guests rotate through recipe stations, scooping fresh vegetables and ingredients into baking pans, which they label with cooking instructions. Later, head on home, stick them in their freezer, and take them out anytime they want to cook them, and then throw them in their oven.
That sounds like a really good idea, especially for people who are so busy today with, you know, busy lifestyles, don't have time to cook, don't have time to shop and all the rest of it.
Yeah, each week, three meals are taken from the freezer and placed in a refrigerator to be enjoyed during the week. So it frees up a lot of the family time. And I guess I really like this concept. There's a few franchises doing this concept now. Dream Dinners and I think another one's Go Kitchen. And there's another competitor. But Dream Dinners, I believe, has about 150 stores. Location. Okay. So that means it's working. And so this concept is just kind of getting started. I'd seen this concept probably, Scott, about 2.5 years ago. And one of my friends was a fairly good cook. And I showed her the concept and she was interested. So I actually helped her start a business similar to this. And she started making meals out of her house and then selling them, frozen meals to her friends.
Right.
And when we started that business with her, obviously, it does extremely well now. She makes about $50,000, $60,000 a year now.
Nice.
From that little business that we started for her about 2.5 years ago. And so this concept is pretty much the same thing. It's a great concept right now because everybody needs more time.
That's right. Save time, save money. If you can hit those hot buttons, boy, oh boy.
That's right.
Make a fortune.
I mean, we don't have anything where you can go in and prepare yourself here. But like myself, I buy some of the meals from my friend's business there because I don't have time
right. To
go cook for myself. So I'll buy a couple frozen meals from her and put them in the fridge and it's already made for me.
Yeah, and it's too bad that there's the frozen food industry. You can get a Swanson's TV dinner and everything else, but those are not...
No. Ugh. This is home-cooked meals.
Yeah, and that's the difference. That's great. Cool. So that's dreamdinners.com. Go over, check it out. Our website is success.podomatic.com. So if you head over there, if you can't find it, I'll have a link to the site from that spot. And try it out. Let us know what you think. Leave some comments. We've had a few people leave us comments asking us to check out certain business trends that they're curious about. And in our future podcast, we'll probably address some of them.
For sure.
We're going to now get into our continuing affirmation saga.
That's right. We're going to talk about the last step today in affirmations, and that's the visualization process.
Okay. That's a very, very important part of it, Shane.
Very. Let's go through the first three steps that we did affirmations, a quick review. First step to creating a powerful affirmation was it has to be specific.
That's right. Be very clear on what it is you want.
Second step is it has to be action-orientated.
Yeah, because you got to move towards it.
That's right. And third step is you must create a massive amount of emotion in your affirmation.
That's right, because a lot of times we won't move without emotion.
That's right. It's very important to create that emotion and that feeling that drives you forward to create the thing that you want to do. Now, the best way to visualize an affirmation is to relax deeply and see your desired outcome. I'll give you an example. Dancers play their music to their dancing routines over and over again while they sit deeply relaxed with their eyes closed, imagining themselves going through their routine. Now, one of the benefits of dancing in their minds is that they never trip or make a mistake.
Yeah, you always do it perfect when it's in your mind, right?
That's right. They see themselves performing their routines perfectly over and over again. What happens is the unconscious mind picks up their routines and starts to do the work for them and helps them perform better so they don't make the mistake.
Yeah, and when you think about it, if you're dancing or any sport or activity, you don't really think, okay, I'm going to step here and then I'm going to move my arm here. You just do it. Right?
That's right.
And by practicing in your mind, it makes it a lot easier for your body just to do it.
That's right. And the really powerful part of it is what we just said is your unconscious mind picks all that up.
Yeah.
And your unconscious mind will do the work for you. Now, your mind and body inevitably affect each other, but your physical body does not have a mind of its own. Now, to move your arm, your brain has to send a message down to it and move. It is your mind that sends impulses of nerve energy down your spine and throughout your body to coordinate your physical activities.
I'm moving my arm up and down, folks, and Shane here is cracking up.
That's right. Yeah, he was doing the exercise, moving his arm, and I started to chuckle. And I was trying to keep my laugh in as we were doing this.
I'm a participant just as much as the rest of you.
Isn't this what's great of being on pretty much live radio for us, right?
That's right.
Any mistakes we make, you guys can hear them all.
Not much gets edited out of these things.
Now, where was I, Scott?
You're on this page.
Okay, yeah.
And the brain is moving my arm up and down.
That's right. Okay, so when we're going to do our affirmations, we have to be disassociated from the affirmation.
Right. As opposed to being associated.
That's right. Now, let me explain the difference between associated and disassociated.
Okay.
Now, associated is you see yourself, you see the outcome through your own eyes. You do not see yourself in the picture.
Right. So it's kind of like if we were mowing the lawn, I'd be seeing my arms on the lawnmower, I'd be seeing the grass, and I'd be seeing the lawnmower in front of me, but I wouldn't be seeing myself.
That's correct. Disassociated, you see yourself in the picture. So you floated outside yourself and you see yourself achieving whatever outcome you're trying to achieve.
So I would see myself actually walking along the yard, pushing the lawnmower as it was going.
That's right.
So it's like watching TV of yourself or a video of yourself.
That's right. If you were up on a movie screen, you'd be disassociated if you've seen yourself on the movie screen. Why we don't want to be associated in the picture is because our brain will tell our body that we've already achieved the outcome.
Right, and we want to move towards the outcome that we have not already achieved.
That's right. This is a very important process because for myself, really, I believe that when I became financially free, it was a lot by doing visualizations and doing it this way, disassociating and associating. So a very powerful process. Now, the first step in doing a visualization is how frequently are you going to do the visualization?
Right, and that's the question I always have, Shane, is how often should you visualize?
I say once a day.
Okay.
I even do my visualization sometimes two or three times a day because, you know, practice makes perfect.
Right.
And the more you visualize and the more you have that imprinted in your mind, the more success you're going to have.
Okay, so the next question is how long should you visualize for?
The hold. So this is step two then. Let's go on to step two.
Did I just jump from step one to step two?
No. Step one's good. How frequently?
Yeah. Okay.
So that's just making sure we're doing it frequently.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
And when we're doing it frequently, make sure the reason we're doing it is so our unconscious mind is holding it.
That's right. And we want to repeat it, and repetition is one of the ways that we learn.
That's right.
Like if you play golf, you don't just go out with the golf club and whack a ball once and say, okay, I now know how to do this. Right? You've got to. And usually after you do it the first time, you know you don't know how to do it. And you have to practice and practice and practice. And so this is just the same as that.
That's right.
So you're not as frustrating.
No. Yeah, not near as frustrating. I don't throw my clubs anymore.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Probably because you practice the hold.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so we know once a day we're going to practice we're going to do our visualization. We're going to have to practice it. And how long are we going to do it? What's the process of actually doing that.
Okay. Well, how long can you hold the mental image of yourself performing at your very best? Now, the key to this is go into deep relaxation. Okay. Find a quiet place, put on some music, and go into a deep trance. Okay. The longer you can hold a mental picture, the more deeply it will be impressed in your unconscious mind and help you make the changes you're looking for. So I do the hold when I wake up in the morning, the first 15 minutes of my day.
And so you hold a picture in your mind for about 15 minutes of what it is you want to accomplish.
Of the thing that I want to be at. Where I want to be at. This is going to take some practice. The hold is tough because we have so many different thoughts that are coming in and out of our head a day.
Yeah. Now, and when you try and do this, that's when you start to really understand. Because I remember someone saying, you got 20,000 thoughts a day or a second or whatever. I go, yeah, right. But when you just try to hold one thought, then you start becoming aware of all the other thoughts that are trying to come into your mind.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
When you say we have 20,000 thoughts a day, the key is to try and make those thoughts all count so they're all positive thoughts instead of negative thoughts. Mm-hmm. Because they're going to come in no matter what.
Right.
And this creates success. I mean, people are millionaires not because they find the right trends, not because they find the right businesses. I mean, if you find the right trend, of course you're going to make money, but you can get somebody that has the same trend and does the same business, and the one guy makes $1 million, and the other guy doesn't make squat. Well, that's because the other guy knows how to run his mind at a different level.
Right.
So we're really talking about the mind side of business.
And that's how you win the game.
That's right. Let me tell you a little story about the hold with myself.
Sure.
I don't know if you've heard this one yet, Scott, but it was about 3 years ago, and my friend took me to a meditation. He was teaching the meditation. And he said, want to come and meditate? And I said, all right. So I went down to the meditation place, and I asked him how long it was going to be. And he said, 3 hours. And I said, well, okay, no problem. And so he sat us down all on the floor, and there was no mats or chairs or anything. And he said, now I want you guys to picture a rose in your mind, and that's the only thought you're going to hold in your head. I said, okay, for how long?
Right.
Yeah. And he says, 3 hours. And I said, you got to be kidding. How long? He says, 3 hours. I says, okay, you're not kidding. So I went back and sat down on the floor. And I tried to hold the thought of this rose in my head. Now, about a minute went by, and I realized that I had about 30 to 40 other thoughts going in my head. And so I tried to focus back on the rose, and more thoughts came in my head again, and on and on and on it went. And I would try and focus on the rose, and more thoughts would come in, and about 2.5 minutes went by, and I realized, holy crap, man, this is taking forever. I've only got 2 hours and 57 minutes left.
Right, it's going to be the longest 3 hours of your life.
And then I really noticed thoughts that were coming in my head. And so what I did is I became really aware of all of a sudden what I was saying to myself. There was words coming into my head like, I can't do this. I'm never going to get through this. This is crazy. My friend's like totally lost his mind to try and make me do this. So I'm starting to even put the blame outside myself.
Right.
And so, the more it went on, these thoughts kept coming in my head. I can't do this. Well, about 15 minutes went by, and by that time, my butt was already sore. Now I only had 2 hours and 45 minutes left to go. Well, the moral of the story is that I went home that night, and I went back the next day, and I did go back, and I got to the place, and I sat down, and I held a thought, I think, that time for maybe, 10 minutes. So that was pretty good.
Yeah,
that was no other thoughts coming in my head. In about 10 minutes and then about 20 minutes, bad thoughts or negative thoughts or any kind of thoughts started to come in my head, and I could not picture the rose. Well, about 2 weeks later, I could sit for a whole hour and just have one clear mental image, internal representation of that rose. Now, my mind was getting that much more powerful. As I started to go throughout my days, I was recognizing how much this was helping me because I could just put a positive thought in my head and hold that all the time.
Yeah, that's like wrist curls for the brain, right?
That's right. Your brain is like a muscle. We always got to work it. That's what I was doing as I was working my muscle.
Yeah, and oftentimes we just sort of let the brain lay on the couch and watch TV. And then how strong is it, right?
So true. It depletes and depletes and depletes and gets weaker, right?
Yeah, you need to have that discipline.
Now, so what I'm saying is that the hold is going to be tough, but the more that you can practice the house that you want or the car that you want or the business that you want or or if you're already in business, the business that you're going to grow, where you're going to take it from a $100,000 business to a half a million, or from a half a million to a million, whatever the thing that is it that you want, all you have to do is get a clear mental image, an internal representation of that picture in your head, hold it there, and repeat that over time. Your unconscious mind is going to pick that up, and it's going to drive you forward and create the things that you want in your life.
And if you don't believe us, just try it for a couple months and see what happens.
That's right. I mean, this has worked for me, and it's worked for hundreds of my clients.
Yeah.
So it can work for you too.
Yeah. And all we're talking about is something very simple, just holding a thought of what it is you want in your head for 15 minutes. I mean, how hard can that be?
That's right. And you guys will even have probably a cushion to sit on. I had to sit on a hard floor.
That's right. We're not going to tell you to sit on a hard floor. You got to relax, be comfortable.
I mean, I started concentrating, Scott, more on how sore my bum was than I was on the red rose.
Yeah, I know. I've done that stuff too.
So
very powerful.
Step three is how clearly. Think about the first time you set a new goal for yourself. The image was pretty vague. You were probably totally not sure how you were going to get there. There was probably a bit of fear creeping up. But the more you reviewed your goal, repeated it, and you mentally visualized the goal, it became clearer. Now, eventually your goal becomes crystal clear. Sometimes we're not quite sure how we're going to get there and who we're going to get there with and what we're going to do to get there. But if we have that visual in our mind, that internal representation, that picture, we'll find a way to get there.
That's right. Because we're all intelligent, confident human beings. And we can solve the problems that come in our life. And I think oftentimes, if we're focusing on our problems, we're just creating more of them, and that's a barrier to our success. So focus past the problem at that shooting star you want to aim at, or the star you want to aim at, or the goal that you want. And don't take your eye off the prize.
That's right. What do they say? Focus on what you want and not what you don't want.
That's right, because you get what you focus on.
So true. Now, there's a direct relationship between how clearly you can see your desired outcome in your mind and how quickly you will achieve the thing you want.
Okay, so you want to get to success faster or more success faster? Hold that vision clearly.
The more clear you are on your goal, it will appear in your outer world exactly as you imagined it. Now, step four, create a massive amount of emotion in your visualization.
Yeah.
It's the same step as your last step in your affirmation, creating a massive amount of emotion. Now, in reality, this is the most important step, just like it is when you're writing your affirmations. If there's no emotion, no intensity behind the thing you're trying to accomplish, it's pretty hard for you to get there. I mean, you're truly setting yourself up for failure.
And that's the piece of the puzzle that most people miss.
Mm-hmm.
Take advantage of your emotions, your desires. You know, we spend a lot of time stuffing those things down, and then we wonder why we're not successful.
That's right.
You know, unleash your emotions.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Let them go. Sometimes if your emotions is intense enough and your vision is clear enough, your goal will automatically become your reality. Now, what I'm talking about here, when you're creating a massive amount of emotion in your visualization, is creating a massive amount of feelings. Now, I truly believe that visualizations don't work if you don't create massive amount of feelings in them. Same with affirmations.
Yeah.
I truly believe affirmations don't work if you don't create a massive amount of feeling in them. I mean, look at that. Every day and every way I'm getting better and better. I mean, what am I getting better at, and what kind of feelings in that?
Right.
Nothing. Yeah. That one sucks. Really, it does. So you got to create more emotion into that affirmation and into that visualization. Now, let me give you an example. Now, think of the car that you want.
Yep.
Close your eyes.
Okay, everybody. Unless you're driving, we're going to do a little exercise here.
What kind of car
All right.
do you want to be in?
Yeah. Think of the car that you want.
Now, get into that car.
All right, I'm in it.
Put your hands on the steering wheel.
I'm driving.
Now, feel yourself in that car. Like, not just visualize yourself in the car, but feel how you feel in that car. Does it give you confidence? Does it give you more passion? Does it give you more happiness? What kind of emotion does that give you? Does it make you feel truly successful? What kind of emotion do you feel in that car? Now, what do you hear when you're in that car?
The wind in my ears, the radio blaring, the sound of the engine as it shifts gears. Ooh.
Good, good.
The oohs and ahs of all the women as I drive by.
That's right. I thought you might say, well, I have four of those in my car, those beautiful women in my car.
Marion would be kind of upset.
So what do you smell when you're in your car?
It's fresh leather, the smell of the new car, the cedar of the in the wind as I'm driving by the trees.
Good. And what do you see when you're visualizing in that car?
The car's just hugging the road, and we're just cruising down the highway. It curves this way, it curves that way. We have mountains on each side, beautiful blue sky, warm weather. It's a day to be cruising the highway.
Great. So now when you're in that car, that's how you want to create those feelings all the time. You want to create a massive amount of feeling. Like you feel like you have that car. Like you feel like you have that new home. Like you feel like you're in the relationship that you totally want. You feel that you're at your financial goals. Because what you focus on expands.
And you can see it's really, really important that you don't just sort of mouth the words. You have to put that emotion, that feeling into it in order to get the essence of what it is that you want. There's no words that can describe what you want. But you can get a certain feeling, and you know you've got that feeling. You know, you watch your favorite sports team win the championship. You know, what's that feeling of success like, right? You want to take that feeling and put it onto your goals, and nothing will stop you then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so true, Scott. Very good point. And the visualization process is only powerful and only works if you put that feeling into it.
Yeah.
And I used to do visualization, you know, years and years ago with no feeling into it. I would just kind of get up and visualize what I wanted. But you know what? It really didn't work. It didn't work. Now, when I visualize my goals, I can taste them. I really can. And it makes me like get up. I jump out of bed at 5:30 in the morning. I cannot wait to do what I have to do. I cannot wait to start my day. I cannot wait to get my goals done. They get closer and closer because I'm visualizing and there's feeling in them. That's what makes me, you know, work later. That makes me what gets up early in the morning. That's what makes me do what I have to do to take my life to the next level. So it's a choice. You know, it's all about what you want to do.
And you're going to spend your time doing something. So you might as well spend it doing stuff you like.
That's right.
Because you're the one that decides what these goals are, right? I want to take my business to this level, or I want to start a new business, or I want to be financially free. Like, whatever your goals are, you're the one that decides. You might as well pick one that gives you a pumped up feeling.
Yeah, I mean, pick a goal that gives you that passion that you're missing in your life, or that passion that you want that's going to excite you. I mean, when you're visualizing a goal, if the goal that you're visualizing is not getting you excited, you probably picked the wrong thing that you're after.
That's right.
I mean, I'll give you an example, a quick example here of us doing the podcast. I never have told Scott this, but when we first started doing our podcast, one of our podcasts has really taken off, and I visualized all the time where it was going to be. The day we sat down at Starbucks and ever had our first meeting, and after we did our podcast, every day I'd visualize where it's going to be, how many people would be on the podcast, where it's going to go every day. It's creating it. It's happening now.
You never told me that.
No, I never even told you that. So there's
I thought it was me.
Yeah, that's right.
It was you visualizing.
It's the power I'm putting out to the universe that's manifesting back to me.
Yeah. Well, and I know, and that's a great point, because I didn't do that, right?
Yeah.
I with that particular, all our podcasts that we're doing, I was curious to see what would happen. So it's interesting that what you're talking about, because it wouldn't have grown the way it grew just based on my being curious to see what would happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but now, of course, I'm visualizing hundreds of thousands of people listening to us.
That's
too, right?
And that's even that much more powerful, because now you've got two minds and two energy levels and two emotional feelings putting it out there.
That's right.
So it's very powerful.
Yeah. And I don't see myself talking to the mic. I see myself surrounded with thousands of people listening in as we're chatting here.
Right? Yeah.
You know? And that's what's occurring. It's amazing to see the growth in our podcast.
Yeah.
And we appreciate you.
That's
right. Because you're the ones that are listening and downloading and telling your friends, and it's awesome.
That's right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. So those are our steps to visualization.
All right. Cool.
That's it. That's all done today, yeah.
We're all done today, so you can't whisper off to the side when you're recording.
Yeah. He looked at me like, are we done yet today?
And I was also going to say, do you know what we're going to be talking about next week?
Next week, we're going to talk about, I'm going to finish off with doing some visualization. I'm going to teach people how to create type of collages. It might sound kind of boring right now. No, it's not boring, actually. Create kind of collages and different things that they can place around their house and why this works. So I don't want to get too in-depth in it right now because I don't want to spill all the secrets that I'm going
to
teach.
What we're going to show you is how to have a crystal clear, razor sharp image of what it is that you want, how to stick it in your brain and have it sit there for 3 hours while you're sitting on a hard wood floor.
That's right. Sounds good to me.
Forget the 3 hours on the hardwood floor, but how to have that crystal clear vision in your mind so that you can create that and achieve that with the least amount of time and effort.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Well, this is Scott Patton, Shane James. We're your co-hosts on Business Trends for Success. We really appreciate you taking the time out of your busy day to join us. Our website is success.podomatic.com. We'd really appreciate you coming and visiting us. Leave some comments. So if you've got questions, if you've got trends that you would like us to take a look at, research for you, that would be really, really awesome. We'd love to check that out for you. We do visualize tons of people coming and leaving comments, so you might as well be one of them. And we'll either reply to the comment on the website, or sometimes people will email us and we'll reply via email. And certainly we're looking into a few of the trends that some of our listeners have suggested to us.
Yes.
So until next time, this is Scott Patton, Shane James, success.podomatic.com. And Shane, you got the last word.
Live with passion.
And don't forget to visualize it. Mm-hmm. I guess I get the last word.
Yeah.